You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Let us now turn to two portions of scriptures.
请各位先翻到约翰福音第十九章。
Let's turn first to the Gospel of John, chapter 19.
我们读第十七节，每一个人，大家来看第十七节。
Let us start with 17, verse 17.
他们就把耶稣带了去，耶稣背着自己的十字架出来，到了一个地方，名叫德楼地。希伯来话叫哥哥他，他们就在那里钉他在十字架上，还有两个人和他一同钉着，一边一个，耶稣在中间，耶稣在中间。我们再读路加福音第二十三章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke 23.
三十九节。三十九节
Verse 39.
我现在请问考哦，请问各位啊
Let me ask.
耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，一共讲了几句话
？How many words or how many statements did Jesus make while he was crucified?
大声讲，讲错没有关系啊！我只听见那边讲，那边没有讲。
So could we hear the answer?
他讲了几句话
？How many statements?
七句话。
Seven.
哦，声音好轻啊！那么他钉在十字架上的时候一共是有六个小时
and when he was crucified there's a total of 6 hours he was on a cross
那从九点到十二点他讲了三句话
from 9 o'clock in the morning till 12 noon he made three statements
从十二点钟到下午三点钟又讲了三句话
from noon to 3 o'clock he made
又讲了四句话那讲了四句话
and he made four statements
那么前面三句话呢、啊、我不知道弟兄姐妹你还记得不记得
The first three statements in the morning, do you remember?
第一句话说他的父啊赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不知道
The first statement was that Father forgive them for they know not what they do
第二句话他是对强盗说他说我实在的告诉你今天你和我同在乐园里了
And the second statement is to a robber where he said that I promise you that tonight you will be with me in paradise.
第三句耶稣看见他的母亲就对他的母亲说母亲看你的儿子而且对约翰说看你的母亲。
And the third statement was to his mother. He says, he told his mother, behold your son and told John, behold your mother.
讲完了以后第十二点一忽然之间黑暗了。
And at noontime there was darkness throughout the land.
到了下午他又讲了四句话
and in the afternoon another four statements
第四句话他说我的神我的神你为什么离开我
and in the fourth statement he says my God how come you have forsaken me
我敢相信耶稣基督在世界上这三十三年多以来这是最痛苦的一个时刻
and I'm sure that in his 33 years of life this was the most difficult and most painful.
你可以看见耶稣基督在世界上的时候一直说我和父是同等的。
Because you'll see that while he was on earth, he said that I'm equal to the Father.
我和我的父是在一起的。
I am with the Father.
弟兄姐妹，他从来没有离开过父亲。
And he has never left his father's side.
天上的神也从来没有离开过他。
And the Father has never left him.
就是在这一刹那的当中。
And at that moment,
在十二点以后。天完全是黑的
After the noontime, it became dark.
忽然之间他从十字架上喊出声音来他说我的神我的神你为什么离开我
And from the cross, he could cry out saying, my God, why hast thou forsaken
me? 神为什么离开他?
And why did God forsake him?
那是因为在那个时候他背负了世界上所有人的罪。
Because at that moment he was bearing the sins of the entire world.
神不能看见罪。
And God cannot face the sin.
所以神掩面不看耶稣。
And so God had to turn away from Jesus.
耶稣感觉到在那个时候神离开了他。
And he could feel the Spirit of God departing from him.
我的神啊,
and that is why he says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
到第五句话说,
then the fifth statement says, when he was very painful, when he was suffering, he says, I thirst.
第六句话,
the sixth statement.
他是讲到说, 我成了。
And then it is finished, is the sixth statement.
那是个凯旋啊。 凯旋的话,
and this is a victorious
statement.
He says, I have accomplished it. In other words, the redemption plan has been completed on his crucifixion.
到第最后一句话说, 他说父啊,
and the very last statement was that, Father, I commit my soul unto you.
所以我就把这七句话用爱来说代替。And
I would summarize the whole seven statements with the word love.
第一句话是爱的赦免。The
first one is the forgiveness of love.
第二句话是爱的接纳。And
the second is the acceptance of love.
第三句话是爱的孝道。And
the third one is the method of love.
第四句话那是讲爱的痛苦。
Then, and the fourth one is the pain of love.
第五句话叫爱的干渴干的饥渴。
And the next statement is the thirst of love.
第六句话那是讲到爱的凯旋开成功程。
And the sixth statement is the victory of love.
第七句话他将他自己完全交给神那是爱的归回。
And the final one is the commitment of love.
今天早晨我和弟兄姐妹是讲到耶稣基督钉在十字架上第二句话。
And this morning, my sermon will focus on the second statement.
这第二句话我是在那里讲用奇异的话来说那是奇异的恩典。And
I would focus my sermon upon this and say, what an amazing grace.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹你看。
If you read this,
这是耶稣最痛苦的时候,
this is the moment of his suffering.
耶稣基督在世界的最后的时候,
in his final moments on earth,
但是就在最痛苦, 就离开了世界最后的一刹那时间, 他也拯救了一个强盗。
During his most suffering time, and when he is about to die, he even saved a robber.
他不忘记人的祈求。
Because he will never forget the people pleading with him. He will never forget the repentance of people. Although the robber has been bad.
但是当他在那里恳求耶稣的时候,
when the robber pleaded with him,
求耶稣赦免他,
and he asked for forgiveness,
是耶稣。
Jesus saved him, redeemed him.
同时也是让我们看见这个强盗,
and similarly, he saw this.
这个强盗是这个最后他要进入这个死亡的这个门。
As the robber was at the gate of death.
那因为他是个罪人,
because he's a sinner.
他杀人,
and he killed,
放火,
he has burned,
强暴,
and he has done so many.
他做很多很多坏的事情,
and he has done so many evil things.
他也知道他自己的那一个命运是要死了以后进到最后的痛苦死亡的时候,
and he knows that his ultimate destiny is to burn in hell.
但是感谢主。
But we thank God.
虽然他是明明的要进到那个死亡过死亡关去,
although it was very obvious that he's going to die,
忽然之间他转过来了。
All of a sudden he turns around.
他信了这位主。
Now he believes in this Lord and Savior.
所以他是从那一个有这个死亡的变现就忽然之间转到 那个神所为我们预备的乐园的里头。
From the edge of death, he is now turned into paradise.
你说这个不是很好吗?
You say, isn't it great?
我现在慢慢信主。
So I will wait until the last moment.
等我快要死的时候信主，不是讲这个强盗，你看多好啊。
And if I could just emulate from this robber. As I'm about to die, then I turn around.
但是弟兄姐妹哦。
But remember this.
这个机会不是在你的手中哦。
You don't control the opportunity.
你以为当我这个快要现在不相信耶稣，等我死的时候快要死了，我就再相信耶稣，不是太便宜了吗
？And you think that I can live my life as I wish, and right when before I die, I will believe in Jesus and be saved.
但是弟兄姐妹们，这是非常危险的一件事情。
But you're playing with chance here.
我可以说，如果你去看《哥林多前书》第三章。这个强盗所以蒙恩的，就所以能够从死亡的边缘里面出来，那好像是一根柴在火烧当中的一根柴抽出来一样的。
And in 1 Corinthians 3, it talks about how the salvation to this robber was just like he was already about to be burned in a furnace, and the wood was saved.
快要烧坏了。
He was about to be burned.
快要灭亡了。
He was about to perish.
All
of a sudden, they pulled that kindling wood out.That was exactly what the robber.
这也好像在这个在撒母耳记上第十七章里面。
Just like in 1 Samuel 17.
有一只羊。
There's a lamb.
这是个大卫的牧羊所牧羊的羊。
And this is a lamb of David the shepherd.
这个羊被狮子被熊就抓去了。
And this lamb has now been bitten by the bear.
这快要吞在狮子的肚腹里头了。
The lion was about to eat it.
那这个圣经告诉我们说，大卫说，我把那个小羊从狮子口里面把它抢出来啊。
And David says that I was able to save this lamb from the mouth of the lion.
如果再迟一点的话，就吞在这个狮子的肚腹里头去了。
If he were to be late by a couple of seconds, this lamb is going to end up in the stomach of the.Although he was redeemed, it was just at the spur of the moment. Although he was saved, and he did not receive any other gifts or blessings except that he was saved at the nick of time.
所以我说这是一个恩典。
And I would say this is a grace.
那今天早晨
，this morning，
我要从若在这过滤了这个路加福音二十三章里头，我要让你们看见三件事情。
And so from Luke 23, we'd like to study and learn three lessons.
那是讲到这个奇妙，第一件事情我讲到奇妙，耶稣基督被钉在十字架上那个安排是奇妙的安排。
And the first thing is that his crucifixion is an amazing plan.
为什么呢？
Why do I say this?
这个约翰福音告诉我们说，他被安葬在那个这个两个强盗的当中。
And in the Gospel of John, it says that he was set right in the middle between two robbers.
这不可思议的一件事情。
And it's beyond imagination.
按理来说，这两个强盗是同伙的。
And these two robbers were co-conspirators. They were
co-criminals. 这两个强盗也是一样的，两个同样同伴在那里打劫的。
They were partners in crime.
这两个强盗是同时被抓到了。
They were caught at the same time.
这两个强盗同时被定罪的。
And they have both been judged to be guilty.
这两个强盗同时被定了十字架的。
And these both these criminals were then crucified.
在路加福音告诉我们说，耶稣却被定在当中。
But then in the Gospel of John, it talks about how Jesus now was crucified in between these two robbers. These two robbers should be crucified together.
你说对不对呢?
Don't you agree?
耶稣钉在十字架上。
And Jesus was crucified.
这两个强盗应该钉在旁边了。
They should be together on one side.
或者是右边，或者是左边。
It could be on the right to the left, whatever.
但是在约翰福音告诉我们说，他却被钉在当中。
But the Gospel of John says that Jesus was crucified between two robbers.
弟兄姐妹们，我要让你们思考。
And I want you to think about this.
为什么耶稣会被钉在当中呢？
How come he was crucified between two robbers?
为什么?
Why is that?
第一件事情。
Firstly,
如果你去看马太福音十五、马可福音十五章、马太福音二十六章那里
，If you read from Mark 15 or Matthew 26, 27,
你可以看见耶稣基督钉在十字架上，为要来应验了旧约以赛亚书第五十三章所预言的。
The crucifixion of Jesus Christ is to fulfill the prophecy.Written in Isaiah 53.
我请你们大家一起来看马可福音。
Let's read from Mark.
马可福音，请我们一起来看第十五章啊。
Let's turn to Mark 15. Mark 15.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
钉他在十字架上是要死囚了，这个是早晨九点的时候，在上面有他的罪状，写的是犹太人的王，他们又把两个强盗和他同钉十字架，一个在右边，一个在左边。下面二十八节，大家一起来念。二十八节，你找到没有？有没有？啊，大家怎么说？来。看见没有？这就应验了旧约以赛亚书第五十三章神所预言的那个弥赛亚，就是主神的儿子，他一定要被立在、被钉在中间。
And this is to fulfill the prophecy as set out in Isaiah 53.
换句话说，耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，证明一件事情。
And this is to prove that the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
因为他应验了旧约的这个神的话，那是要来证明他实实在在是神的儿子。
This is to prove that he is the Son of God by fulfilling the prophecy.
他实实在在是弥赛亚，神所应许的那位救世主到这个世界上来。
That he is indeed the Messiah that was sent into the world to redeem.
如果耶稣基督被钉在十字架上是在右边安置在右边，或者是安排在左边的话，他就不能证明他是弥赛亚。
If Jesus were not in the middle, then he would not have fulfilled Isaiah 53.
他就不能证明他能够拯救我们的救主。
And he cannot prove that he is the Savior to redeem us.
弟兄姐妹们，你不要以为说人这样子安排，把耶稣基督安排钉在十字架上在中间是一个偶然的事情。
And do not misconstrue that his being in the middle between the two robbers was accidental.
在人看来，这是人摆错了。
And maybe it's a mistake by the human being.
但弟兄姐妹们，实在在我要应验。神借着以赛亚这个先知所预言的这位耶稣基督，这位救世主，这位受膏的王，到这个世界上最后被钉在十字架上，那是立在强盗的中间。
Jesus in the middle is to fulfill the prophecy in Isaiah 53:12.
弟兄姐妹们，这是何等奇妙的安排。
And this is an amazing arrangement.
你说是不是呢？
Don't you agree?
不仅是这是一个奇妙的安排，
Not only is it an amazing arrangement,
耶稣在中间，
Jesus in the middle,
也是好像似乎是来分化古今中外世界上人分成 两方面。
This is also to metaphorically show that from early history till now that the people in the world can be split into two kinds.
耶稣在中间，
And Jesus is in the middle.
在右边一些人，在左边一些人。
And there are people to the right and to the left.
在右边是这个是强盗，是代表我们所有蒙恩得救的基督徒。
And to the right would be the robber, representing all of the believers who used to be robbers.
左边是讲到那些不信主、是拒绝耶稣的灭亡的人。
And to his left are the robbers, In other words, the secular folks who have not come to faith.
如果我们去看马太福音二十五章
And if you read from Matthew 25,
二十五章告诉我们说主耶稣基督还要从天降临
It is Jesus Christ coming down from heaven.
当他降临的时候
And upon his descent,
他要把右边的羊、啊、这个把绵羊放在右边
And he will segregate the sheep to the right.
他把把山羊就放在左边
And he will segregate the goats to the left.
换句话说
In other words,
他就把羊就分成两边
He will split the flock into two.
一边是右边
You have the right.
一边是左右
And then you have,
一边是左边
And then the left.
右边的人右边的是蒙恩得救的
And the right would be the redeemed.
那左边是灭亡的
And the left are the lost.
所以圣经告诉我们说
So the Bible says
耶稣说我就是门
That Jesus Christ says I am the way
凡进到我门里面了
And anyone who passes through this doorway
就必得救
Will be saved
在门外的
If you are outside the door
就要失落了
You will be lost
所以在这圣经告诉我们说这个主耶稣基督这个十字架有旁边有右边跟左边
So the Bible shows that to the right and to the left of Jesus Christ on the cross
代表灭亡的
is to metaphorically represent the lost and those who are saved.
耶稣基督在约翰福音三章第十六节他这样说
John 3:16, Jesus said
他说神爱世人
that God so loved the world
甚至将他的儿子耶稣基督降生在这个世界上
that he gave his only son, that's Jesus Christ, into the world
叫信他的人
that whoever believes in him
不至灭亡
will not perish
反得永生
but receive everlasting
life 不信的人
it is not one
就得不得永生
And that you cannot receive.
换句话说，在这里就分界线了。
In other words, that is the boundary.
分界线了。
And here is the demarcation line.
就是在耶稣的耶稣那里就分了界线了。
And Jesus was the demarcation line.
一个是信主的人。
And on the right would be the believers.
一个是不信主的人。
And then to the left are the
non-believers. 一个是接受耶稣的人。
One who received Jesus.
一个是反这个拒绝耶稣的人。
The other ones who reject Jesus.
一个是得到永生的人。
And ones who receive eternal life.
一个是灭亡的人。
The other ones are lost.
耶稣基督的十字架似乎是好像分了界限。
And the cross of Jesus Christ is the demarcation line.
右边的强盗得救了。
This robber to the right was saved.
右边的强盗灭亡了。
The robber to the left was doomed.
主要的是什么？
And what is
主要是右边的强盗他接受了耶稣的恩典。
The robber on the right side accepted the Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
dear brothers and sisters,
你我今天是在十字架的右边呢，还是在十字架的左边？
So are you to the right or to the left of Jesus Christ?
我们是在十字架的里面呢，还是在十字架的外面？
Are we in the cross or are we out of the cross?
在哥林多后书第五章怎么说呢？
In 2 Corinthians 5, what does it say?
若有人在基督里，
If anyone is in Christ,
他就是新造的人。
That he is a new creation.
在这里不是说这个人有没有受浸
It doesn't mean whether you've been baptized
有没有加入教会
Or whether you joined a church
有没有上过慕道班
Or whether you've been to the baptismal class
这个是重要的
These are important
但是不是最重要的
But that's not the critical one
最重要的是你有没有接受耶稣
The critical one is whether you've accepted Jesus Christ
你是在耶稣里面呢
Are you within Jesus?
什么意思呢
What do you mean by that?
就是接受耶稣
You accept Jesus?
相信耶稣
You believe in him?
信靠耶稣
And you trust in him?
我们是一个成为一个新造的人
Then you are a new creation.
如果你在耶稣基督以外的
If you're outside of Jesus Christ,
你还没有得救
You're not saved.
好像在门的外面
You're outside the door.
好像十字架的左边
You are to the left of the cross.
你因为你拒绝耶稣
Because you reject him.
你不要耶稣
because you don't want him,
你反对耶稣
because you oppose him,
你讨厌耶稣
because you are tired of him.
我告诉你你的结局
your eventuality
那就是灭亡
is going to be damnation.
这是神的话不是我的话
these are God's words.
我绝对不会空 空下各位啊,
oh, I'm not just going to be threatening you.
那这神的话,
this is God's word.
我不过是精精生生、小小心心把神的话就告诉各位。
So I am plainly laying God's word before you.
我再说,
Let me repeat.
不是说你有没有受浸,
it does not depend on whether you've been baptized.
不是说你在大学里在基督教大学毕业了,
it does not depend on whether you, believe, you graduated from a Christian
不是说你爸爸妈妈是信主的,
it does not depend on whether your parents are believers.
那是你自己有没有你过来有没有信靠耶稣。
The issue is whether there's a personal commitment on your side. If you do not personally believe in him, then you'll be doomed. Once a pastor went to Singapore to preach. He's been to our church before. Then he gave a testimony. And it was kind of humorous. When he was preaching in Singapore, there is a God-loving sister. And she is married to a man who is an atheist. So the wife said to the pastor, can you come to our house and convert my atheistic husband? And so that we can walk the same way. So eventually we can eventually be saved together. So the pastor went. And the husband said, I don't want to believe. My wife can believe and that's good enough. And I encourage her. And I encourage her to go to church. And if she goes to church, that's enough. And he says, well, the pastor says, if your wife goes to heaven, you end up in hell.
对，为什么？
He says, why?
他说因为他信耶稣，你不信耶稣嘛。
Because she believes and you don't.
他说不要紧，不要紧。
He says, that's okay.
我太太上天堂的时候，我就抓住她的高跟鞋。
When she is about to go to heaven, I will grab onto the high heel, the heel of her high heel.
她上去了，我就抓住她的高跟鞋，我一跟上去了嘛。
So as she is going up, then I will grab by the heel of her shoe and go up.
这个牧师说太危险了。
And the pastor says that's too dangerous.
高跟鞋会断裂。
Because the heel could break.
当他上去的时候，你抓住他的高跟鞋，你的太太这个在上去的时候，一不小心这高跟鞋一断，你就掉下去了。And
perhaps the heel could break, or the shoe could fall off.
这个牧师就说，信主是个别个人跟上帝的关系。
So the point is that it is a personal relationship. It's a personal commitment.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。So
dear brothers and sisters.
你可以看见这一个强盗。If
you look at this robber.
他是相信耶稣,
he believed in Jesus.
他接受耶稣,
he accepted Jesus.
到最后进入神的乐园里头去,
and finally, he would meet Jesus in paradise.
所以你可以看见主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上。
So when Jesus was being crucified,
这个安排, 而且还告诉我们一件事情, 上帝给人的机会是一样的。
And the arrangement is also that that God has treated everybody equally.
如果两个强盗定在这里,
if the two robbers are there,
耶稣定在这里,
and Jesus is to the right,
耶稣说父啊, 赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不知道,
and Jesus will then say, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do.
这个强盗听见了,
the one next to Jesus will hear,
那个强盗听不见了,
but the further one could not hear it.
你说对不对啊?
Don't you agree?
所以他听见了，他可能得救了。那么你没有机会信主，那不公平嘛？
So the robber who hears it is saved. The robber who did not hear it is not saved.
所以耶稣的十字架在当中，一个在左边，一个在右边。耶稣说：“父啊，你赦免他们，他们都听见了。”
So when Jesus is stuck in the middle, whatever he says, both will hear it.
这个耶稣上面钉了一个牌子，这个牌子说是他是犹太人的王，那这个人也看得见，如果这个人再过去就看不见了。And
so, for example, there's a sign on the cross of Jesus saying the King of the Jews, both of them could see it.
所以你可以看见机会同等了。
So in other words, the opportunity to both of them were equal.
耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，安息在当中，这是。
And for Jesus to be in the middle is actually God's amazing grace. So he gives the opportunity to everybody equally. So everything is equal.
听见是相等的
so you can hear equally,
看见是相等的
you can see equally,
但是问题就是说你是不是愿意来信靠
主 and the question is do you want to make that decision to believe
那么第二件事情
secondly
我要讲到这个耶稣基督钉在十字架上
when Jesus was crucified
第一件事情是奇妙的安排他钉在当中
that it's by an amazing arrangement that he's in the middle
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.